Thursday night, Bar Halach and Chavis Halvodos, or Le Yud Dalet, Bar Cheshvan, Tov Shinayin Dalet. So, the Shliach Tzibur, what does he do when he finishes Shmona Esrei? There's two issues. There's the issue of saying, Yil Lerotzen Merifi V'Gonli V'Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Gol Ali, and there's an issue of going back three steps. So, one at a time. The Ramah Paskins that the Shliach Tzibur does not have to say you the Ratzon Amrifi. He's Soymech on Tiskabel, which is, if you know what the words mean, Tiskabel Tzloson of the Holson, the Chodbeis Yisrael, is the equivalent of you the Ratzon Amrifi. So he doesn't say it. He doesn't have to say it. According to the Gra, he should say it. But according to the Ramah, and that's the more common, the more common following is that he doesn't say it. Now, if a different Shliach Tzibur is going to take over, let's say by Ashrei Yavol Tzion, let's say it's by Shachris, then it's more of a gray area whether that Shliach Tzibur, when he says the Skabel, so he's Motzi, the first one, he's really saying it on behalf of everyone, but it's a shtickel gray area, so if the Chazan anticipates that a different Chazan will take over by Shachris and say the Tiskabel, so he is better off saying you the Ratzon Amrifi, then because it's a gray area, it's not so clear, so you should say you the Ratzon when you finish your Shmona Esrei. Of course, you're supposed to say it low, except if you went to YU and you don't want to announce that you went to YU, so you just say Hashem Sosai Tiftoch Yagiti Lo Secha, you the Ratzon Amrifi V'Gon Libi Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Gon Ali. Okay. No, I have nothing against YU. It's just not like the Mishnah Berurah, that's all. What about stepping back three steps? So there also the Mishnah Berurah says he does not have to. He could. Here he speaks out that he could, but he doesn't have to. He could be Saimech on the three steps that he'll take back when he says Kaddish Shalem. But because he didn't take three steps back, and this is true even on a Monday and Thursday, when there's a heck of a lot going on, till he's going to step back the three steps by Kaddish Tiskabel, he's going to take out the Torah, and there's going to be a laning, but doesn't matter. Despite Tachanun, and he's walking away, and he's saying Tachanun, he's sitting down, and Kriyas HaTorah, and everything else, but he doesn't have to step back the three steps, we'll see Simech on the three steps that he takes back in the Kaddish. Now here, but here there's a din that he can't talk. He's not allowed to talk. Shalom inyan hatfila. So you may want to take three steps back if you plan on talking, because shalom inyan hatfila. Minyan hatfila, you can talk, but shalom inyan hatfila, till you take the three steps back, you're not supposed to talk. So he'll have that on his head. And here it's more. If there's someone else that's going to be saying the Kaddish Tiskabel, then he should take three steps back. So the bottom line is that it's Shachris and someone else will be saying it, so he should take the three steps back. So he might, and he should say to Yulerotzen also. So if someone else is going to be saying Kaddish Tiskabel and taking the three steps back by Yosef Shalom Bimromov, so then the Shliach Tzibur should already say you Leratzon himself. That we said because it's a gray area, it's not so clear, but he should take the three steps back. So you might as well say you Leratzon also and take the three steps back. If someone, when he finishes Shmona Esrei, if someone else will be saying Kaddish Tiskabel. If he'll be saying the Kaddish Tiskabel, which is by Mincha and Ma'ariv, and many, many times by Shachris, more often than not, probably, then he doesn't have to take three steps back, and he doesn't have to say Yul Ratzon, but then he's not allowed to talk because of the three steps back. Shalom Inyan HaTfila. Okay? Clear? I don't know, I hope it's clear. Clear until it comes up. Okay. Chavis Halvavos, Shara HaPrishus. We're moving into now Prishus of the mind, Prishus of the lathe, which in Rabbi Gamilla calls the Sefer Chovas Halvavos Duties of the Mind. If you ask Matis Sklar about Mishlei, the preponderance of the word lev in mishle, it usually means the mind and the thought process. It doesn't mean the emotions. What? What do you say? Okay. Anyway, so aval haprishus hamishumishus b'sug hashlishi, the third type of prishus. Now you may say, what was the first two? Because you're not really counting kav. He said there's the precious that's knowing in between man and fellow man, there's a precious. And then he said there's a precious that's knowing between you and yourself and your Avarim. And now comes the third, precious hamashameshes besuga shlishi, the am yuchedis lanu, the matzpunenu. That's always the chedis halal. This is word for your conscience, your subconscious, your insides, your what we are really holding, the deusenu, the chalakomus belibenu, and everything that's in your heart, your attitude, how you feel about things, the things that no one sees, that only you and Hashem knows how you really feel about things, what your attitudes are, if you're in the right place, if you're what you think about things, what your machshiv, your values, your principles, your attitudes. Good things, amagunos, and not such good things. Haraitchilos also haprishus. So the first area of precious in precious of the mind, we'll call it of the attitude. Bekinyone ha'olam, belibenu b'daitenu, your connection to this world, the hanos of this world. How do you is it a goal of yours? Is it is it part of the game plan? Is it part of your goal? So he says it should only be lemozon to be able to live. That's how you should relate to it. He's not talking about what you're doing. That he talked about when he talked about precious of the Ivarim. But now he's talking about precious of the mind. That you should be mitzamtzem your mind to your attitude. Chayre, he means your attitude should be, this is what do you want out of the world? You wanna have enough to get by, to live, and to have the things you need. But not to have lola hanom and ha'anos, hagufnios, but not to be more than that, to have physical pleasure, vasogos, hatanugos, vasrorus, that's kavod things, vesparos, bekinyone olam, hakolam bimehera. Okay, we'll stop here.